Hey guys, welcome to Dim Mach Lesson 5. Part of today's lesson is going to be in audio, just simply because it makes things a little bit easier for me. Right now, we're going to talk about special alarm points. We went into detail last time about regular alarm points and their relation with the diurnal cycle, and I'm pretty sure you found that fairly informative, right? Because the diurnal cycle is really, in many ways, one of the most important principles in Kyusho, and it is also one of the ones that gets the least attention paid to it, because superficially it doesn't appear to be very important. However, as you dive into alarm points, associated alarm points, doing knockouts and things like that, you really begin to see how important it is. And then when you make the cross into Dim Mach, then it really becomes extremely critical for you to take a look at, right? Now, special alarm points are special alarm points. Each one is different, each one has a different function, and they do not have any kind of a relationship to each other. So they are just classified as being special, right? In some ways they repeat what other points have done. However, the designation of being a special alarm point tends to increase the sensitivity by which they have, which is what makes them critical. Now today I'm just going to essentially go over what they do, what their main purposes are, and then later we will associate these with Dim Mach as we start to bring all of this information together for a better understanding. I'm sure that many of you have already figured out where I'm going with a lot of this, which is great. Right? You know, keep asking the questions, because the more questions you ask, the better you're going to get at it, and it helps me out too, because it makes me think sometimes about things I may not necessarily have thought about. Okay, so we're going to start out with large intestine 6, right, which is the first in this series that we're going to look at. Now, the interesting thing about this one is that it activates the liver and gallbladder bilaterally, and it also has an effect on both organs. Okay. Now, that's an interesting proposition, considering we're dealing with an arm point in this particular case, right? So keep that one in mind and realize that has some great importance to it. Gallbladder 21 is the next one. And gallbladder 21 activates gallbladder and triple warmer bilaterally, which of course, so does large intestine 6. Everything activates triple warmer bilaterally. And it also has a very direct effect on the gallbladder. However, more importantly about gallbladder 21 and triple warmer is it has a huge influence on the endocrine system of the body. Of all the triple warmer effects you can have, gallbladder 21 will give you the largest. And this actually, in theory, can make this person, if this point is stimulated, very susceptible to suggestion, okay, because the endocrine systems are kicking way in. Most of the time when you're activating the endocrine system, it is purely based on just the standard emotions of fear or anger when you strike someone. But this particular one can have a completely different effect. And we will get into that at a later time, later on in the course, because everything ties into each other at a certain time. So, you know, memorize that and make sure you've got that in mind. Next is spleen 21. Spleen 21, to my mind, is the most dangerous point on the human body, especially on the left side. It affects the entire chest and back area of the body. The upper section from the diaphragm up to the neck, but also, and very important for our purposes with Dim Mach, it affects the balance between the qi and blood sides of the body. Now, we will be going over the qi and blood sides of the body probably in the next lesson as we bring some more of this together, right? And that ability to create that imbalance is very, very important. And it is also, in this particular case, it is relevant to which side of the body you hit spleen 21 on. Right? So aside from the fact that it is weakening the chest area, okay, we are more interested with spleen 21 in that it is affecting the qi and the blood on the body. Okay? And the final one we're going to talk about today is pericardium 6. Now, pericardium 6, of course, is right at the wrist in the center. Activating pericardium 6 also weakens the chest area of the body. However, in the particular case of pericardium 6, this is the only thing we're interested in. Because the hands are always something that will come forward to us, being able to weaken the chest area for a dim mach vibrating palm strike becomes very, very important. Now, as I've said, that spleen 21 is the most dangerous pressure point on the human body. In my mind, pericardium 6 is the most important point on the body because of this effect of being able to weaken the person's chest. Right? Weakening the chest, the benefits are just phenomenal for being able to do that, right? Because you're dealing with the most important and most volatile organs of the body being affected, as in lung, heart, and pericardium, right? Because this is all the chest area. Now, liver lies underneath the chest area. It is on the other side of the diaphragm. Therefore, it is not part of this weakening effect. Now, we will be getting into some other special alarm points later on that will weaken the head and things like that. But for the purposes of dim mach, we are really much more interested in the chest area and the vascular system. When we start to go above, even though, you know, dim mach covers everything the Kyusha covers, it becomes a little bit less interesting, with, of course, the exception of the neck area and the carotid arteries that are going up there. Right. Now, as I said, you're going to find other special alarm points. But for the moment, don't particularly worry about them. We will get to all of those things as we need to. In the next lesson, we're going to talk in depth about using these particular special alarm points, and we're going to relate them to the diurnal cycle as well. And you'll start to see, aside from the ability to shut down somebody very, very quickly, you will start to see something really cool here, and that is the ability to delay what the effect on the body is. And it is through the use of alarm points, the diurnal cycle, special alarm points, and extraordinary points that you can cause delayed reaction in the human body to the trauma that it is undertaking. It's some really cool stuff. Now, below you'll see a list from where you're listening to this, you'll see a list of those special alarm points and what they do. And below that, I'm giving you a link to some charts that you may or may not have already, but you need to be very familiar with where these points are, and these charts are going to help you out tremendously. So I would suggest printing them and even perhaps either binding them or laminating them. I like the idea of laminating them so you can make notes with a dry marker on them as well. Anyways, that's it for the moment. We'll catch you guys in the next lesson. Hope you're enjoying this. We've got some really cool stuff coming. See you next time. Ciao.